Welcome to a special DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the latest thinking in digital assets, financial news, and what it means for you. Today's episode is part one of a two-part special, where we're diving into a monumental yet under-the-radar development from the Trump administration that could have massive implications for the future of your money and the world of cryptocurrency. We're looking deeper into the $3.7 trillion stablecoin plan.
Absolutely, John. You may recall our recent podcast where we looked at Scott Bessent's goal to use new legislation in the U.S. to transition dormant funds into U.S. treasuries via stablecoins.
That's right. The scene is set, Sarah. Now, you might be thinking, stablecoins? I've heard of those, but $3.7 trillion? That's a lot of money. And you're right. But this isn't just some pie-in-the-sky projection. It's a calculated move that, as we'll explore, has a direct and almost mathematical relationship with the price of Bitcoin. This isn't just about a new financial product. It's about a potential wealth transfer on a scale we haven't seen before in the crypto space. In fact, in any space.
That's right, John. Okay, so the heart of the matter, as laid out by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, is the ever-growing U.S. debt-to-GDP ratio. It's a problem that's been talked about for decades, but the approach now seems to be less about cutting spending and more about turbocharging the economy. Even Elon Musk, during his brief time with the administration, came to the same conclusion. We need to accelerate GDP growth. We need to produce stuff and add value.
But how do you do that quickly enough to keep up with the out-of-control debt of the world? Well, one way, of course, is to get more money directly into the system. And that's where the Genius Act comes in. On the surface, it's a bill about regulating stablecoins. But some analysts, like Luke Roman, believe it's a clever way to unlock $3.5 trillion in sterilized reserves, money that's been sitting on the sidelines at the Federal Reserve, and inject it into the economy as digital cash.
Now, if you're thinking, okay, but won't this cause inflation, you're on the right track. Pumping that much money into the economy is bound to have an effect. But now we have a new asset class, Bitcoin, an asset that has the ability to be a liquidity sponge. The theory is that as this new money floods the system, a significant portion of it will flow into Bitcoin, driving up its price and acting as a release valve to prevent hyperinflation in the prices of everyday goods and services.
Ah, I see. This is new territory for sure, but the signs are already there in 2025. We're seeing big players from institutions to Wall Street to government administrations making strategic moves into formal Bitcoin reserves. The correlation between the growth of stablecoins and the price of Bitcoin is getting stronger every day, especially now the Genius Act has passed.
So what does all this mean? Well, for sure, we're looking at a future where the financial landscape could be radically different, a future where stablecoins play a much larger role and where Bitcoin could be a key part of the government's strategy to manage the national debt. On this logic, those that are aware and awake to these macro and geopolitical moves are able to front-run the process, probably for the first time in human history, certainly in our lifetimes. It's why DBMs spend time looking at these topics every week in the DBM strategy calls. See the DBM YouTube channel in the show notes.
Okay, we're out of time for this episode, but we'll be back with part two of this series to look at the math behind what a $3.7 trillion stablecoin market could mean for the price of Bitcoin sooner than you might imagine. You won't want to miss it. See you next time.